The Electric Kingdom by David Arnold. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Life began with a snowstorm.
"The absolute nerve," said Teresa Underwood, speeding down the highway.
It was nighttime. Snow hit the windshield, covered the road in a white blanket.
I could see a slap on the wrist, but firing me is a shameless power play, am I right?
The only other sentient being in the van was her faithful bird, a budgie named Wilma, whom Teresa had begun bringing with her pretty much everywhere. Wilma sat perched in a cage buckled into the passenger side front seat, staring out the window as if contemplating where things had gone wrong.
"I mean shit," said Teresa. "It's not like I was jacking 20s from the till." "Jacking!"
If the sign of a devoted listener was word repetition, Wilma was world class. He was also, despite the name, a male budgie, something Teresa's husband had once pointed out, to which Teresa had responded,
"Gender is a social construct, Howard. Also, it's a fucking bird."
Teresa lit a cigarette with one hand, negotiated the steering wheel with the other.
"Like that place is gonna miss the pocket change I took. My boss, ladies and gentlemen, forever trying to prove his balls." "Balls!"
And so it went. Teresa Underwood drove through snow like a bat out of hell while Wilma the budgie yelled,
"Balls!"
His own testes having remained dormant so long as to be presumed dead. And whether because of the snow or Teresa's blind rage, or, as she would claim weeks later, having emerged from a coma, "I'm telling you, Howard, the kid appeared out of thin air." She did not see the girl standing in the middle of the highway until it was almost too late. At the last second, Teresa swerved hard right, tipping her sagging rusty van onto its side, where it skidded some 30 yards before ramming into the barrier wall. Before long, a traffic jam wound through the woodsy New Hampshire terrain like a great luminous snake in the night. Somewhere in the middle, from the warmish interior of a small hatchback, a young man called Ethan said,
"I cannot believe this."
His wife Alice said nothing. Secretly, she believed the traffic was karma, the poetic revenge of a universe that did not abide man's irresistible urge to utter the phrase,
"We're making incredible time." "Check the app again?"
Alice raised her phone. "Still no service."
"Can't remember the last time we had so much snow this early in the year."
Ethan sighed.
"We were making incredible time, too."
She loved him. She did. But 5 years in, Alice couldn't help wondering if her list of minor husband annoyances wasn't a bit longer than most. As if on cue, Ethan pulled out a plastic bag of peach gummies, made an ungodly amount of noise opening it, popped one in his mouth, and leaned his seat back as far as it would go.
"So long as we're just sitting here, may as well be comfortable."
She tilted her head toward his flannel PJs.
"Any more comfortable, you'd be comatose."
"I think someone in your condition would be more chill about casual wear."
"My condition?"
"You know what I mean."
"First off, I almost never do. Second, that's not casual wear, hun. It's sleepwear. And third," she pulled the elastic waistband of her maternity pants. Couldn't help noticing they didn't give as much as they used to. "These are actually pretty comfortable." A lie. She hadn't known comfort in months. "Incognito PJs. Whereas yours are just cognito."
"That's not a word. Also, how dare you?"
"Yes, how dare I live my life in pants." She reached over, pulled a gummy from the bag. It tasted like dirt and chemicals. "I apologize on behalf of all humans in pants,"